We're in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer for your home today and start packing. Also, stay with us because later on in the show, we are giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs in Talladega.
Talladega!
It's Dega, baby!
October 6th at the Super Speedway in Alabama. Tickets on sale at Talladega Super Speedway.
It's Dega, baby.
.com. It is also time for our wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929.
0929, baby.
Tiffany,
let's go.
Tiffany, you smell that?
No, I don't.
Burnt rubber. Oh, that's right.
I don't.
Because you can't smell victory. No. Loser.
Okay. I'm not even salty about this.
Yes. Wow.
That's fine. You can have it.
It's okay. You're like those kids that can't talk till 10 to 14 months. You're just in the less intelligent group.
Not to change the subject or anything.
You can hold that W high. It is all you.
Not to change the subject or anything. Can I ask the people to weigh in, wake up call wise, about what my wife did to me yesterday?
Sure.
My wife's birthday is Friday. She sent me something that she wanted, some shoes. I didn't pick them out. She sent me what she wanted. And last night they came in the mail. And they were in the mailbox while I was going to get the kids. She texts me and goes, I'd like to wear my shoes to dinner tonight with my friends. And I was like, well, I don't know what shoes you're talking about because it's not your birthday yet. And that package with my name on it doesn't have your name on it. I don't know what you're talking about. So when I came home, the package was open. Shoes were on her feet and she was going to dinner. And I just think she needs a wake up call for that. It's not your birthday yet.
We're adults.
No.
We're adults.
You know what I mean? Now I get to her birthday on Friday and I don't have anything.
She opened it. She knows that.
But the thing is, like, now I have to find, I have to buy something else.
No, you don't.
Now it has to, like, a bottle of wine, a card.
I can't be getting presents early forever.
Yeah. It just ruins it. What's the point? I mean, like, so what am I supposed to do Friday?
At a certain age.
We're just
going to
sing and get a candle?
At a certain age, I'd say past, like, I don't know, I'll say to your 18, till you're out of your family's house. Once you hit that age, birthdays still matter, but it does not matter when you receive the gift in regards to it coming. Like early.
So you're just, it's just a free for all.
Like if my mom's like, my mom is always.
How far
adamant.
Is too far out? A month?
Like my birthday's been a month October. Ago? My mom's already like, what do you want? What do you want?
Right.
So I may just go and, hey, if you are adamant about getting me something, you can either, you know, transfer me XYZ. You can buy this and have it sent to the house. I'll go get it. Whatever. I can go ahead and get it now. It counts.
You know what else? I'm going to have a strongly word. I'm going to write my mom a strongly worded email because I couldn't tell you the last time I got a gift from her. You know what I mean? I'm going to have words with her. Maybe she should be insistent.
You just want to call her? Email?
Yeah, Dylan, strongly worded email.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
no. Oh, you're not talking to the public.
I am talking to the public.
Yeah.
You sound
strongly
very
worded
faint.
Email.
I'm going
anyway.
To go to the line.
Anyways, my wife, now she needs a wake-up call because now I got to find flowers or something for Friday.
She does
So there you go.
We're going to the lines. We got Chief in South Fulton. What's going on, Chief?
What happened to Suitcase Killer?
Oh, my headset wasn't plugged in all the way. That's why I couldn't hear.
Suitcase killer.
Suitcase killer. That's what you called me.
Yo, that was funny, man.
Well, that's your new nickname for this week, Suitcase Killer.
I'll,
we're gonna start out the right way.
Pride.
Yeah, but you know what though, Tiffany, you were wrong because your sister gave you a Gucci and you brought her back a hoochie. That's not good.
What?
Now, I got a question for you guys, and maybe Tribal Chief can answer this because he was a winner today, so he might know a little more.
That's true.
Tribal Chief, when is the last time that Alabama has played on the University of Georgia campus?
Oh, they played, I think it was 2014 or 15-1. They played.
Am I allowed to help you cheat?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
2015.
Yeah.
I was there.
It was, I'm pretty sure they beat Georgia pretty badly in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because every time I turn around, I think we're playing in Alabama for some reason. Even though I know they do come here and play in the SEC Championship all the time. But
you know what happened with that, Chief? I'll tell you. So it was like right when they were supposed to play, like right when the SEC expanded and threw the schedule all off. Because they played in 07, 08, and then they were supposed to play again in like 12 or 13. And when A&M and Mizzou came in, it threw everything into a whirlwind, and they had to back it back again to every 5 years. So it stinks for sure.
All right. Well, glad you guys got to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, such a ray of sunshine today, too.
Yeah,
that was my whole point with Drew, is they just don't play enough for it to be a rivalry for me. I need some more regular season
and
games.
Reason, they played in Athens in 2015, but when they went when it was finally time for Georgia to go back to Tuscaloosa in 2020, it was COVID year. There's nobody there. There's nobody in the game. So it was
true.
That threw everything into a tailspin as well.
We're going back to the lines. We got Will in Mike's office.
Oh,
sound
the horn, Alan!
Mike Mafia! Mike Mafia in the house!
Good morning, Will.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's up,
man? What's happening?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, not a lot. Mike, I agree with you. I think it's pretty messed up that the wife opened the gift early.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I think she needs a wake-up call, man. Hopefully she'll
get one. Because now you're obligated to go buy another gift.
That's exactly
you're
my
not,
point, dude.
You're not.
Now
what,
Tiff, I can't go into Friday empty-handed.
Okay. Yes,
you cannot go to the birthday with nothing in there.
What are you even doing Friday? Are you going to dinner? Or are you not? Are you just staying at the house?
That's a secret. Yeah.
Do you really want to be doing this?
Mike, I got your back, buddy.
Yeah, thanks,
I got your back.
Thank you, Will.
Do you really want to be doing this?
What do you mean?
Do you really want to have your cronies going after your wife on her birthday week? Is this where you want to be?
She might
because
be the
when Lindsay's here, is this? She goes, "Oh, you had to get your little cronies to come after me."
I don't think she talks like that. Oh. She'll be more offended at the way you just made her sound.
Cronies. Let's go to Charles and Marietta. Good morning, Charles.
Oh man.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
love
Charles?
Your show.
Thank you.
Hey, Tiffany.
Yes.
I think the right call was to actually, you know, give a gift card to your sister and you keep the old suitcase so she could buy a new one.
Oh, my God.
That would have been the right move.
The look on Tiffany's face right now,
but Charles isn't wrong.
He's not.
But I'm going to get her. I'll just get her a new set so she can be happy.
I thought that you said
you okay, you left that part out.
No, I am. I'm not going to replace the one
Charles, she
suitcase.
Did leave that part out. You're not wrong.
Because I don't think that part's happened.
That part was just happened just now.
Well, I told her that I was going to get her.
I think I just gave you that idea.
No, I told her.
I think you did too.
I will get her to call in. She can at least vouch for me.
That's beautiful.
I did tell her I would get her a set because they don't make this color anymore in that suitcase.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So
thank you for Charles. Thank you so much for that call and bringing her to reality.
Thanks,
you moved
Charles.
The needle on Tiff. She was like, she had this look of shock on her face, and she was like, you know what? Maybe he's right.
I already told her I would get her a set.
She's also thinking she doesn't listen.
Got mismatched suitcases. Okay. Anyway.
Uh-oh, my wife is FaceTiming me right now. I'm terrified to answer that.
Because you're trash,
answer.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm absolutely terrified right now.
Answer it.
No,
you know what?
No, I'm not doing
that's
that.
Cool.
No.
I'll call Lindsay. Let's go to Skip. What's going on, Skip?
Mike Buffy.
Oh,
Mike Buffy. What's going on?
Thank you.
Hey, I got a Braves question right quick, but Tiffany, don't worry about Bo. You and Mike, y'all are TV stars. People see y'all on TV. Bo just behind the scenes sticking his tongue out. Nobody pay attention to Bo. He behind the scenes.
Hey, we're the people at the battery sitting at the desk, and he's the kid in the background waving his arms.
Skip, let me ask you a question.
Careful here,
yes,
Bo.
Careful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
Bo. How many times has Tiffany and Mike been on TMZ? Because I'm on TMZ quite often.
Negative one.
But see, what you think about it, you have more people looking at football games than TMZ, right?
I don't think so.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
It's the most popular
five-day-a-week TV show, my friend.
Yeah, I think. Thanks for the call.
All right. And I believe we have one more caller right now.
Well, do we have time? Because we got John Smoltz coming up.
We don't have time? Okay.
Johnny Smoltz.
Darn. Okay. Well.
Gotta
when we come
Smoltz
back here, we got John Smoltz coming to join us. It's a big matchup for the Braves going down this evening. Get started against the Mets. They are in town. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are back here on the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Hall of Fame pitcher, former Atlanta Brave, and now analyst for Fox Sports, John Smoltz, joining us once again on the show. It's good to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Smoltz, you're a guy that's been a part of a lot of these series where there's so much on the line, and obviously this is basically a playoff series before the playoffs start, but what kind of mindset did the Braves have to go into this series to honestly not press too much, but get the best out of them?
Well, I think this is one of those games you have in a regular season that, if you left spring training and you told everybody what your roster was going to go through, you would take it. You wish it was the other way. You wish you had a two-game lead. But the reality of a game like this is you have to win it. And, you know, you can't pitch perfect, but what you have to do is pitch as if this is, you know, a game seven. And the reason I say that is because the teeter-totter effect of this game pretty much is drastic, right? Like, you win this game, you're one game back. You lose the game, and now you're really at a point where you can't afford to lose another game the rest of the season. So mathematically, you're not going to be out of it if you lose this game. But boy, oh boy, it sure puts you way behind the eight ball. So, you know, I used to love these games. Some people hate them because there's no room for error. You got a young man on the mound that is going to be such a dynamic pitcher for quite some time as long as he stays healthy. And this moment probably is not too big for him. I've watched him now pitch, and I've been so impressed with him and what he's done and how he's done it. So I think right man, you know, for the Braves, but they're going up against a really, really hot team.
John, you talked about Schwellenbach, and he's shown up like really big against some of the NL's best teams. What will it take for him to get it done tonight? What do you want to see from him?
Well, the biggest thing is, the Mets have shown the ability to big strike kind of power doubles and homers. You just got to – I know it seems simple, but you got to keep the traffic off the bases. If you give up solo home runs, you give up solo home runs. And, you know, I used to live, and I still maintain that's the best formula. If three solo home runs beat you, there's nothing you can do about it. But what you want to do is stay away from that big inning that puts your offense really in a bad place. Look, baseball's easier to play when you don't have to rally from a lot of runs. If you're in the game, that allows Brian Snitker to use every asset that he has to keep that game, like I said, a game seven type approach. And that's what they're in up against right now. Luckily they're at home, but you know, the bad news is they're two games back.
You want to talk about big moments, John. Chris Sale, and I've actually heard Chris Sale compared to you in a lot of ways when you rise to occasion in these big moments. You just mentioned the fact that these games where you always love these kind of games. Now, look, when you go to last start for Chris Sale, his fastball is kind of dipping below 90 miles an hour. I think you get to the end of the year, and obviously he's the Cy Young favorite at this point. But how do you balance that when you head into that matchup with Chris Sale tomorrow night? As good of a pitcher as he is, you obviously want them to go in and win the game. But he also has just recently shown a couple of signs of fatigue. You know, if you're Brian Snitker, what's the mindset with Chris Sale on the bump tomorrow?
Well, the good news about Chris Sale, he knows how to pitch. So despite whatever his fastball is, his angles of delivery and the way that he throws off speed creates an illusion that he doesn't have to throw 96. But I think the biggest thing that Chris will have working for him is adrenaline. And the adrenaline can also work against a traditional hard-throwing pitcher that doesn't really know how to pitch. And we see that happen when young men know how to throw a baseball 98, but then the command and the adrenaline don't work. I don't think that's the case for Chris Sale. And at this point in the season, you don't really pay attention to the fatigue. That's the one game that allows you to kind of go out there and you know that's your last start. And then you're hoping that you get a postseason start. So it really is one of those rare moments when you get to the end of the year and you know this is it. And you basically leave everything you have on that game and you see what happens.
Smoltz, I think Marcelo Ozuna has been the best player on the Braves all year, but Matt Olson has been through some huge struggles through the season. It just felt like at times he felt lost at the plate, but here we are. We're September. He's playing his best baseball, and when we get done with the year, he's probably going to have yet another 30 home run, 100 RBI That's season. Crazy. It's going to look kind of like a back of the baseball card type year, but he's struggled tremendously. How has he gotten through this season and now being able to play his best baseball?
Well, last year, when you have an offense like that and the pressure's on the pitcher, everybody benefits. And when you have holes in your lineup to which you don't have – you just don't have the fear factor of certain components in your lineup, it takes out some of the strengths of, let's just say, Matt Olson or – the length of the lineup. And I think you pitch, you get pitched differently. You can go into a funk mechanically. And I think for Matt Olson, he historically has been a very streaky hitter. And when he goes on a hot streak, he can carry a ball club. And this is the issue when you have an Acuna hurt, Riley, all the different components that people forget that when a pitcher is pitching to a lineup card and they see certain things are gone, it's way easier to pitch. And, you know, right now the timing could be great if he continues to be that catalyst to carry the ball club, because Ozuna has done that all year. It's been amazing. And if it weren't for a historic kind of run out of Ohtani, and I think Ozuna would be right there in the MVP.
Hanging out with John Smoltz, former Brave. John, now, this is a rivalry series, right? I mean, the Mets and the Braves go back a long time. There's been a lot of, you know, kind of chapters to this rivalry, although I think it has taken a little bit of a backseat to the Phillies and the Braves here recently. But any memories you have of facing off with the Mets and just how emotional some of these games can be?
Well, you know, rivalries are only as good as the two teams being good, right? And certainly there were some periods where we faced the Mets in the playoffs, and for the most part we had the run of the division, and I think right now, over the last couple of years, so much expected of the Mets. We know what happened last year and the year before, and all of a sudden the Mets had turned around a very subpar year into kind of a historic run for them starting August 1st. They've been the best baseball team in the big. So give them credit. I mean, they were, when you look at the first 2 months, they were nowhere to be found, and the Braves were still in a position of holding down that wild card for most of the year and typically got chased down by the Mets. So the rivalries in baseball, you hope continue because it's good for divisions. It's good for division races. I mean, the rivalries with the Phillies, you think about the Phillies' first divisional win since 2011. So that just shows you what an incredible job the Atlanta Braves have done over the last 6 or 7 years. So the future of the NL East is in really, really good hands, because the future of those three teams seem to be good for a while.
John, you liken tonight's matchup to being like a game seven, and you've obviously played in a tremendous, huge, significant games. What does it feel like to have a game like this at home?
Well, that's the best part. I say to people all the time, when you have the roar of the crowd on your side, you got to ride it, but you can't let that roar take you to places that get outside of your mechanics, right? You can know that when the roar's happening, good things are happening. On the flip side, you've got to, if you're on the road, you want to keep it to a dull roar. And so you use the roar one way or the other to your advantage. And in games like this, I would anticipate, you know, the Atlanta Braves crowd knows what this game means. So it should be an electric environment. And that is good for a player if he doesn't get too excited and allow himself to get outside of himself. And that's easier said than done, but the Braves have a lot of players who have been there, done that. That's where experience helps. And when you're going through it for the first time, you tell yourself you're ready for it, but then there's that out-of-body experience that you got to calm yourself down. It's all about the heartbeat. And if you have a slow heartbeat during these moments, that's when players can flourish.
Well, you must have had a slow heartbeat in Game 7 of that 91 World Series.
Dude,
where,
I was thinking the same
thing. That was probably the greatest pitcher's duel in the history of Game 7s, John. I mean, how slow was your heart that night?
You know, I tell people all the time, this is not a guaranteed formula, but if you don't want to be in that moment for the longest time in your life as a child or growing up, then you're not going to perform in that moment. But it doesn't guarantee that the want to means it's going to be the execution. And I just think that my simplest formula, and I tell people all the time, is I just wasn't afraid to fail. And that's not where a lot of people live, because they don't want to be exposed. And I was not afraid of the moment. And the moment, to me, when you talk about pressure, somebody tells you that this is the last game you'll ever pitch. Now, that's pressure. But as far as I knew, that wasn't going to be the last game I was going to pitch. And this is something that I wanted to do ever since I was 7 years old. And I'll just tell you, that's what I miss most right now. I love competition. I love competing. But I get a chance to sit in the seat now and call these games and get to kind of see these guys and their performances under some extreme circumstances. And it's still a lot of fun, even though I can't be out there doing it.
I got a hypothetical for you because this is something that runs through my mind. I think Shohei Ohtani is having one of the greatest years as a baseball player ever. He's obviously one of the better hitters in baseball. I need 2002, 2003, Thunderstruck's playing. John Smoltz is running out of the bullpen at Turner Field. And Shohei Ohtani is at the plate, and you've got to get him out to win the game. How are you going to attack a hitter like that?
Well, depending on if there's anybody on base or not, I'm gonna prey on his aggressiveness. He's an extremely gifted hitter, but he's gonna have to hit one of my splits or a slider back foot. And then, you know, there are areas to get him out. You just have to be very precise. You've got to expand the zone up, but you've got to get him to reach for something. If you do not make those areas enticing for him, he can take and wait for a mistake. And his bat and his power are electric, and I think it's no different than a Barry Bonds, where Barry Bonds had a coffee can strike zone, and you just could not miss on Barry Bonds because he wasn't going to expand the zone. The one thing that's unique about Ohtani is he will expand the zone, but then here's the problem. If you think you can pitch around him and he gets on first, then he's going to create pressure on the bases. So the early Barry Bonds did the same thing. He ran. We see this with Ohtani, and I think this is the last year we're going to see this kind of running, though, which is interesting and why he's piling up so many stolen bases. Because once he pitches next year, he's not going to be running at this rate.
That was the most insightful answer to a hypothetical situation
I have
ever heard. We would have loved to have seen that matchup.
Yes.
John, thank you so much,
Lord,
for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, and it's going to be an exciting week.
Looking forward to
awesome.
It. That was Hall of Fame pitcher and former Atlanta Brave and baseball analyst for Fox Sports, John Smoltz, joining us here. So that was pretty awesome there. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also, you should call in to try to win those NASCAR tickets. It's a 4-pack of tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series in Talladega Sunday, October 6th.
Talladega, baby!
At Talladega Super Speedway. You can get your tickets on sale at Talladega Super
Speedway.com.
Got Life of Squid next.
I do.
Dega. Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry.
One NFL superstar out of shape?
Ooh.
We'll talk about it next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right. Little W sauce, little breakfast sauce, little Bloody Mary mix. Key West style. It's Garrett Chapman approved. Don't forget, there will be some Bloody Mary mix at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on November 25th. I should have talked to Smoltz about maybe playing and being on my team.
Yeah.
Team Squid.
I think that's probably against the rules. I don't think that.
How so?
I don't know. If we're going to start identifying ringers that far in advance, then I'll have to get on the phone myself. You know?
Yeah, who are you going to call, Matt?
I don't know, Justin Thomas, maybe. You might.
You guys name dropping? I turned my mic on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Been full of sass today, Michael.
In all reality, I could talk to John Smoltz all day long about baseball, like the Ohtani stuff. The stuff runs through my head all the time like that. I don't ever get to ask. So I was like, ooh, I want to ask because he mentioned Ohtani in the interview. But real quick, November 25th, get over to the 92.9 The Game website, go to the events page, Tiffany. You put the clap, you click on it, you get Brown Grass Charity Classic. Boom, and it'll give you all the details.
Boom.
Since you guys want to name drop people that you can call and you want to be sassy today, Michael, why don't we just go back to the lines, Dylan?
Back to the lines.
Bring in the next caller.
Caller, it's my segment.
What are you talking about?
Hello, secret caller.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Oh my God, Lindsay! Oh my gosh, we are doing amazing.
Hey,
we are, you know,
no,
and
great,
Lindsay.
I'm always for making Lindsay a little bit uncomfortable. And
I know
that he called you out today on
hold
air.
On. Hold on, I know it's her birthday week, but she's hijacking my segment.
It's too bad.
Well, you know, that's just par for the course for your birthday week. So I know I'd have to defend myself. at some point, but I really did not think it would have to be my birthday week. So, I mean, here we are, I guess.
I'm so mad at like five different people right now.
Hey, I'm talking right now. Are you wearing the shoes, Lindsay?
Yes. I wore them last night. I wore them this morning. I love them. This is why I picked them out.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes are these that you can wear all the time?
Yeah.
They're Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks, man. But can you, since you called in, lovely wife of mine, if you would like to explain to all these people that I will indeed be on the hook for giving you a gift on Friday, even though you already received your shoes. Can we explain that one out loud or no?
Well, so this is how I look at it. Okay, so the Birkenstocks.
Tell us how you look at it.
The Birkenstocks is my gift from you, my husband, but I still have a gift coming from my children and my dog.
There we go.
Still have at least two. If we really want to like be technical, I get three because I have two children and a dog. But I'm willing to compromise, and they can have a joint gift.
Everybody involved in this is now on restriction, and that includes you, Bo, because I have a feeling like you knew this was happening.
Didn't do this. They hijacked my segment.
Dylan's on thin ice, and Lindsay, you are probably not because I'm scared of you.
This is the only time I'm allowed to talk about me. Why would I give it to you?
Thank you for calling in and setting the record straight.
Unbelievable.
Anytime. You guys let me know next time I need to defend
myself.
Well,
and Mike, I just want to remind you, it's my job to just be creative
on
this show.
Before she goes, I tell you what, we are just, there are strays everywhere. Yeah. I will say this, Lindsay, I did defend you during a wake-up call when his little cronies called in to attack you.
I appreciate that. Now I know where my alliances are.
Oh, okay. You have a great day.
Have a great day, Lindsay.
You have a great one. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad we could set the record straight that we could, you know.
The
record has been set straight. I will be forced to buy her another gift on Friday. We set that one straight for sure.
So once you know, I had nothing to do with that. I was my segment was hijacked.
I don't believe you.
Do you think I would give up my segment to set you up?
Wait till I get Amy on this show. You're not done.
Never.
I'm about to hijack your segment again. It's still talking about NASCAR, so you should be happy with that because we are doing now, apparently, two winners for the rest of the week for the... Go ahead. You guys want to do your thing? You don't want to scream Talladega? No? Okay.
Maybe,
that's fine.
But you haven't said it yet.
won a four-pack of tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs in Talladega.
Talladega!
Sunday, October 6th at Talladega Super Speedway.
Talladega!
The winners are Benjamin from Decula and John from Gainesville. So congratulations to Benjamin and John. Two winners now for the rest of the week. So be sure to call in. You can get your tickets on sale now at Talladega Super
Speedway. Talladega!
It's Dega, baby!
.com.
I know we're running short on time, but I did tease it. Todd McShay had some things about Travis Kelce, and do we have time to play it, Dylan? We'll play it, and I want you guys to give quick thoughts on it.
Are we not allowed to say that he's out of shape, that he's been partying all offseason? He's been jet-setting around with the most famous person probably in the entire world. The coverage and the respect he gets is the same. The athlete is not. Now, is he going to work himself into shape during the season? Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's an unbelievable competitor. He's one of the best to ever do it, but he's not the same guy right now.
This to me,
I don't have any problem with that.
But you can't make assumptions. You see that he's jet setting, but you can't make assumptions he's not training.
No, I can make a statement based on what we've seen on the field. Yeah, and I don't think he's in good shape.
What do you think about the pouty face? What do you think about the pouty faces he was making on the sidelines on Sunday night?
I think he looked tired. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I think it's fair game to say that. I don't think it's out of the realm. If you're talking about play on the field, I'm not going to talk about his girlfriend or his love life or whatever else it is, but I think he does look tired on the field. I think that's safe to say.
So it's one thing to say that, but to drag in what he did and be like he's been jet setting with the most famous woman
probably
in the world.
Probably so.
I think it's kind of a low, like, kind of a
I don't know.
Shot.
I think if you're going to...
It's like fans saying he shouldn't be on vacation, he should be training.
But Travis doesn't have problem getting all the positives that come with that. So, I mean, look, it is what it is, man. He's like, he's on more commercials than anybody else in the NFL now.
Say this. Somebody made a meme, and it had Travis Kelce bearded, like doing like, you know, a celebration with his arms out, like looking all jacked up and everything. And then they go, before Taylor Swift. And then the one after goes, and it shows him on the sideline Sunday night, and he's got that weird mustache, and he's looking all dejected with that haircut, and it says, after Taylor Swift.
So lame. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You don't know what goes on in people's lives. We'll be right back to find out what's coming up in the steakhouse.
She ruined
it. Stay with us. Oh, my. You know what?